Huh? The best medicine, right? It's better than a sleeping pill. Because the enemy says, you know what? You're going to pray. You're going to tap into the throne of God. You're going to get the power from on high. I'll just rock you to sleep. It's okay. The enemy doesn't want us to pray. The enemy doesn't want us to rely upon the power of God to work in situations. And so he will cause all sorts of interruptions. And that's what we see here. As they went to pray, this girl came and there was an interruption. And I want to tell you that when families pray together, families stay together. It's not just a plaque on the wall. It's actually a real practice. When families put God first and not just going through routines, but when families are really dependent, when fathers step up and they do the priestly service in the home and they function as mediators for their family, how important this is. When brothers in the assembly recognize that it's not a matter of teaching, it's a matter of the power that we're lacking. And what we need is we need power from on high. And how are we going to get it? We get it on our knees. If you want to go high, you got to go low. And so it necessitates prayer. But the enemy wants to interrupt. So what do we find? As they went to prayer. And so what happens? They're taken. Paul causes the owner of this girl to lose money. And so what happens is they take this girl. They take Paul and Silas. They arrest them. They put them in prison. They beat them first, it says. And having laid many stripes on them, verse 23... they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Verse 24. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. So here's Paul and Silas, and they've been beaten. They've been beaten, many stripes. They're chained, hands and feet in the stocks. They're in the inner prison. But there's nothing, brothers and sisters, there's no shackles in prayer. There's no inner prison where prayer can't penetrate. There's no circumstance where prayer can't rise above and get to the throne of grace. If we really believe in prayer, this little phrase that sometimes, you know, I remember Grant Steidel used to tell the story about, he used to ask a lady once, he said, how you doing? And she says, I'm okay under the circumstance. And Grant says, well, what are you doing under there? Because prayer can rise us above the circumstances and we can tap into the resources of heaven. And look at verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. It's the third time prayer is mentioned here in connection to the assembly at Philippi. You know what's interesting? The book of Philippians begins with prayer and ends with prayer. Paul puts an emphasis in the book of Philippians on prayer. They knew that. They were established as a testimony for Jesus Christ because of prayer. And three times it's mentioned. And so we find that while they're, Paul and Silas, they, you know, they're in circumstances that where if we were in those circumstances, many of us would have found ourselves in those circumstances. And what would we have done? Oh, we would have, here I serve the Lord and do all this stuff. And here I am standing up for the truth and I get thrown in prison and beaten. I'm done. I quit. You ever been like that? You ever said, you know, enough's enough. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I put these people behind me. They don't appreciate me anyway. Pour out my heart. Do all this stuff behind the scenes. if we get to that place, who are we occupied with? I've been there, so I'll tell you. You're occupied with self, right? But when you're really doing it for the Lord, you can depend upon the Lord in prayer. And He raises you up above those circumstances. And this is Paul and Silas. They weren't having a pity party. They weren't looking at themselves. They were looking up. And it says in verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now here's the connection, prayer and praise being brought together. And it says there that they would be offering up these sacrifices of praise to God. It says here that they were dependent upon God. And it says the prisoners were listening to them. Listen, do you realize that when we pray, there are those that listen to us? When we pray, our prayer life does indeed affect other people. Now, we may pray in the closets of our homes. And Scripture would tell us that we shouldn't pray long, flowery prayers in public just to be heard. And that's not what we're talking about. But what we're talking about is that our prayer lives affect other people. And you don't know the impact that you will have on other people. You have no idea. And the impact that we can have as we come together and pray for the assembly. To pray specifically. To pray earnestly. To really grab a hold of the altars, of the horns of the altars, as it were. And to really be before the Lord with a situation. The power of prayer. And it says that the prisoners were listening. Now, I'm not comparing your children to prisoners, but I want to just bring this into the family. And I want to say that our family, our children, watch. Is mommy and daddy dependent upon the Lord? We say one thing in the meeting, but are we really dependent upon the Lord when there's more bills at the end of the month than there is money? Does dad say, you know what, let's get on our knees. Let's lay this before the Lord. When there's a health situation that comes up, is the first thing we do is crumble, or is the first thing that we do to get on our knees and say to the Lord and just be open and honest with Him and just pour out our hearts to the Lord? And do our children watch us and see us do that? Oh, you know, some would say, well, you know, I'm a man and I got to be manly. You're never more of a man when you depend on the man Christ Jesus. And when our children see us do that, oh, it makes a world of difference in their lives. Because when circumstances come in their lives, then they know where to turn. Because they've seen dad do it. They've seen mom do it. So they know where to turn. They know where to go for help. Because they've observed it in your life and in my life. How important. And so the prisoners were there. And it says that suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And everyone's chains were loose. So there it was, the prison doors, because of prayer and because of the praise going up. Because they were rising above this inner prison. And they were rising above the shackles that held them down. And they were lifting their voice up to heaven. And God heard their prayers. And God shakes the prison that they're found in. And I'm going to tell you, listen, that God can shake the prison that you're bound in, no matter what it is, no matter what the circumstance is. Whether it's a health circumstance, no matter if it's a family circumstance that you're passing through right now, no matter what that giant is, prayer can defeat the giant in your life. And here this prison shakes and the walls come tumbling down. And somebody said that that's the first real jailhouse that rocked.